episode, the finale of 1010 would recommend.
Well. That was a sad L.
That was a sad one. This can go two ways. Like all of your favourite show finales, really, really good, but you feel satisfied and happy and feel like everything you wanted it to be was met.
Yeah.
Or it could be an episode of Game of Thrones finale and it could be shit.
Great reference for the fact that you haven't watched it.
Thank you. Yeah, and disappoint you and make you feel very unhappy. So...
So which will it be?
Hi everyone, it is me, it is I, it is she, Talani.
And it is me, it is I, it is she, Gina.
So since this is the final episode, there was something I wanted to do.
Okay.
Because I feel like we both got this gig by looks and personality alone. It's not by skill set. It's not by knowledge.
We watch a lot of TV.
We do watch an awful lot of telly. But like often the critique of us is that we are not film buffs.
Yeah, we're not.
So I have film buff quiz that I wanted to do with you.
Okay, yeah, cool.
To see how much you do know about television and films that you should know about.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it's a series of questions. I'm going to ask you five.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. Mm-mm. What costume does E.T. wear when the kids sneak him out of the house?
He's wearing a cape.
I'll give you options.
Okay.
An old lady, Spider-Man, Ghost, Flash Gordon.
An old lady, okay, it's not Spider-Man, it's not Flash Gordon. What's Flash Gordon?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. I think it's an old lady.
An old lady you're
going
for?
An old lady, yeah.
That is incorrect. It goes as a ghost.
Fuck. Oh, which feels like a white cape. Okay, right. What's the next one?
I will get you the next one right now. Okay. No. 2 seconds. Okay, next one. You ready?
Yes.
Which two actors / directors won a Best Actor Oscar for the film they directed themselves in? I'll say that again.
Please.
Which two actor / directors won a Best Actor Oscar for a film they directed themselves in?
Okay, what are the options?
Laurence Olivier and Orson Welles, Laurence Olivier and Roberto Benigni and Jack Nicholson, Orson Welles and Roberto Benigni. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong.
I'm going to say the one with Jack Nicholson because that's...
And that will be incorrect.
Okay.
It was Laurence Olivier. Why would you not go for that option?
I don't bloody know. What was the film that they that won best? Right, okay, let's continue on then.
Okay, so the next question, we've done two, right?
Yeah, both.
Three more.
Wrong.
Both wrong. Which Elton John song does everyone sing together on the bus in Almost Famous?
Tiny Dancer.
Let's see. Correct!
Yeah!
That is a banger. Is it? Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer. Well done, Elton, for that. Well done, sir. Sir Elton John, well done, my bad. Sir. Have you been seeing Elton John's outfits? Not about that. Okay. Name two of the actors who appeared in The Outsiders. Options. Charlie Sheen and Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Tom Cruise and Matt Dillon. Ralph Macchio and Charlie Sheen. His name is not Macchio, it's Macchio. John Koska and Diane Lane.
Tom Macchio, Charlie Sheen. I think the first one.
Charlie Sheen and Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. It's Tom Cruise and Matt Dillon.
Okay.
Last question. Ooh.
Okay.
If you get this wrong, I feel people who like films will be very offended.
Okay.
Which actor has appeared as James Bond the most times? Is it A, Roger Moore?
I think it's Pierce Brosnan, but gone.
That's not an option here.
Shit. I'm embarrassed.
B, Daniel Craig. C, Sean Connery. Connolly? Names, man. And D, George Lazenby.
Stop saying it.
I have some cheek. Do you know how offended I get when people say my name wrong? I am the cheekiest person ever. Who would you say?
Okay, I think it's out of Daniel Craig and Sean Connery.
Okay.
It can't be Daniel Craig, because Daniel Craig, he just started that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, you say? That is incorrect. This is Roger Moore. But you know, you're better than me because I thought Roger Moore was a footballer.
Okay. Who is Pierce Brosnan? Pierce Brosnan's never been Bond?
I think he has.
Okay.
So yeah, that has proved the point.
So if we don't come back next season, you'll all know why.
We have absolutely no business doing this whatsoever.
But they were all film questions. And what about TV? It's not fair, is it?
Yeah, but that's what they care about, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah, I wanted to play that with you and well done for failing.
Thank you so much. Do you think you would have done better than me?
Absolutely not.
Okay, yeah. I did get one question right.
Yeah, well done for that.
And that was because, truthfully, that was the first Elton John song that came to mind. Moving on. So, as we said, this is the last episode of this season. It's been real fun.
It's been great times.
Do you have a peek and a pit of this season?
Oh my God, I love that you asked that question. That's my favourite question to ask.
I know.
A peek and a pit. Peek is... Oh, okay, pit is you failing that because I really wanted you to pass that quiz so we can actually prove that we actually do know what we're doing.
Yeah.
A peek would be... I have no idea.
Okay.
No, do you know what? I really liked that clip of us talking about the dead. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. So my pit is... No, my peak... I have a lot of peaks.
Okay, let's hear it.
I've really enjoyed talking about Love is Blind.
That was fun.
That's been really fun.
SK has not got back to us.
Unfortunately, SK has not replied SK and his lawyers have not replied
and
to any of our requests.
The last time I heard anything of SK, he was saying that he was going to sue people. So I am going to keep SK's name out of my mouth.
Absolutely, absolutely. I enjoyed some of the interviews that we've done.
Okay.
I enjoyed... What else? So those, yeah, my peaks have been... Every episode has been great. My pit is when I was... called out my name for not wanting to watch From Scratch.
You didn't need to do that.
And us coming to terms with the fact that it was because of my own childhood trauma.
Yes. There has been a lot of dead parent content this season.
Tons.
And I'm going to bring more about a film I watched the other day on Netflix, which is also dead parent content.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a Christmas film. Mm-hmm. But genuinely, outside of the classics... Genuinely might be one of a new good one.
Okay.
Like a new one that's actually good.
Okay, and what film is that?
So it's called The Noel Diary.
Okay.
It has the man that is in This Is Us. I can't remember his name,
mm-hmm.
but I do know a lot about his life. Wasn't This Is
plays
Us?
Plays Kevin in This Is Us.
Was married to Chriselle. It has him in it. He's the main character and he plays a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very successful writer and his mother dies, mm-hmm. dead parent content, and he has to go back home because, of course... There is no Christmas film where you don't have to go back home.
You always have to return to your
roots.
You always have to return home.
I'm really intrigued by how many people live so far from home.
I know.
Because generally, home is a 20-minute drive.
Yeah. No, same. Yeah. Same.
Anyway, so he has to go back home. And he goes back home to like clear his mother's stuff. Him and his mum had a very estranged relationship. They weren't chatting before she died, which must be sad. Mm. So he's in the home and he has to like... The mum was also a hoarder. Can you see all these little details that most Christmas films fail to have at this house?
Yeah, yeah.
The mum's a hoarder. Anyway, this woman turns up at the mother's house and is looking for her mother.
Because
mm-hmm. basically her mother used to be his babysitter.
Mm.
Yes. So they go on this journey to go find her mother. And her mother is called Noel, hence the Noel Diary, because they find one of her diaries and they read it along with us. And yeah, it's actually quite interesting.
Why doesn't she know her mother?
So her mother got pregnant at 17. Ah. And back in them days when you did that, you kind of got kicked out of your home mm-hmm. to go have the baby, give it up for adoption, and then come back home.
So when I saw the trailer for this, it seemed as though those two people, the one looking for her mom and going through their diary and the one whose father had died, mother had died, were going to have some sort of relationship.
But of course.
So is it cute?
It is actually quite cute, aside from the fact that she's engaged to someone else. And I know how much you hate cheating.
Okay, it frustrates me so...
But it wasn't overt cheating, though.
What?
Like, it was just, like, looks and glances and touches. Like, they didn't fuck.
I just don't get why you can't have a story. It honestly baffles me. When it's a fictional thing, why is it that you can't just have a story where they're not doing that? She doesn't need to be engaged. What does that add to the
story?
Because
it adds... Of course it adds to the story. Because she's like... It makes the audience want them to be together, but also know that they're wrong for wanting that because this woman is engaged.
Mm. Okay, here's my tea. I genuinely feel like... I don't know who... I feel like men are behind this. I think that the PR machine to make cheating acceptable has been fully propagated by rom-coms. And I'm going to leave it there.
No, tell me more.
Because I just feel like what rom-coms to me are one of the only genres that consistently have a allow a space where cheating is okay.
But you call it cheating.
Mm.
I say, don't let your partner stop you from meeting the love of your life.
I hear what you're saying, but it's still cheating. But I hear what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sometimes still your cheating, partner though. Is not the love of your life.
Absolutely true. However, it doesn't mean it doesn't actually change the fact that it's still cheating, but it's true.
So therefore, just because you're in a little relationship doesn't mean you should stop looking for the love of your life.
Yeah. This is what rom-coms propagate. You see this? This is the PR machine right here.
Carry on the search for the love of your life.
Yeah, whilst you're in your long-term relationship. Whilst you're engaged to your partner, just keep looking. Keep looking for it.
Just in case.
Yeah.
And also, I believe in just in case when it comes to dating. Do you know really? What a just in case is? Have I told you about just in case?
No.
So, if you're in a relationship, I don't urge you. I don't urge you.
Mm. Sounds like you do.
But I don't disapprove of it if you have someone that's a just in case.
Right.
And the just in case plays the role of being like, do you know when you watch sports and there's always someone there, like bouncing, warming up, waiting to jump in in case someone gets substituted out?
Yeah.
That's your just in case. They're there warming up.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do too much. You don't chat to them often because obviously you're not a cheater, but you keep them warm.
Right.
It was, hey, hope you're good. Just checking in on you. Just so they know that, okay, cool. So once and if, unfortunately, your partner has to be red card party done, this just in case then steps in and plays the game.
Mm.
And that, my friends, is how football works.
Right. Okay. So do you have a just in case? Have you had those?
No.
It ain't right, and I'm never gonna agree to it. I think it's wrong.
Really?
I really, really do.
I need to stop saying that. Of course I
do. Yeah, you really do need to, like, let's clarify this.
I think cheating is wrong, but I don't mind it in films and television.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Let me finish a sentence. I don't mind it in films and television.
Fair enough.
Just as, you know, some drama.
Right,
and
right,
I think
right,
there's always
right.
something about, like, the obtainable, right, when it comes to romance stories. This idea that, like, this is wrong, but yet it feels so right.
Right, right, right.
And I think
it's that
sense of drama and also putting the audience in a moral dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do it.
Right, yeah, I hear what you're saying. So I'm going to speak about a film that also includes dead content. This one is a fantasy film.
Okay.
It's called Slumberland.
Okay.
And it stars Marlo Barkley, who is the main character. She's a little girl called, in the film, she's called Nemo, and Jason Momoa.
Okay.
I feel like this is the first time I've ever seen Jason Momoa play a character like this, because in the film, he's like a quote-unquote outlaw, and he's got, like, horns and,
and
all this other stuff. when usually you see Jason Momoa, like, Game of Thrones type vibe, Aquaman, blah, blah. But anyway, the film is about a young girl whose father dies,
mm-hmm.
And then she discovers a map that takes her to a dreamland, Slumberland, where she can, like, I don't know, you can go into your dreams, blah, blah, whatever, and she's looking for her father.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and her aide, the person that she goes on this journey with, is Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Yeah. You watched some of this, right?
I did watch some of this, yes.
My question about films just generally is, and also, I know, like, dead moms do happen, but what is it with the dead dad thing? And also, I feel like this is something that I've always noticed as I've grown up, because I would always be like, everyone's dad is dead. But in my real life, no one's dad is dead. So why is there such an oversubscription of dead dads in these films?
But do you know what
films?
It is? Growing up, right, I used to be really surprised when I spoke to friends that were like, yeah, my mum and dad. I'm like, your dad's at home.
Oh my God, I saw a great
tweet
about that yesterday.
Genuinely used to shock me when anybody mentioned their dad. I'm like, as though he lives with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's in your house all the time.
I saw a great tweet about that, because it was like, going to your friend's house who has two parents is so weird, because it's like, what do you mean there's this middle-aged man in your house? Your dad, like, just sitting there the whole time.
A man just lives in your house and cares for you and loves you and is active in your life and comes to pick you up from school.
Yeah, mad.
Who is this person picking you up from school? You mean you don't just have a mug that says, I love dad, even though your dad doesn't live in your house? Your mum only bought it for you so you can feel better about not having a dad live in your house.
Oh my God!
That's sad story, isn't it?
That is such a sad story.
Genuinely, what my mum did. So that made me laugh, but also tear up.
Oh my God!
Yeah, we had a massive "I love dad" mug that my mum bought.
Oh my God! Did she? What? I actually can't get over that.
Yeah, that was the thing my mum did. Yeah.
What was that supposed to do for you?
Just to make you feel better, right? I don't know. I don't know what it was meant to do.
That is so sad. Anyway, so her dad's dead.
Yeah.
Fantasy content.
I don't like fantastical content.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I had the girl
from Uche, who is amazing and sick. She's in I May Destroy You.
Yeah.
And she's in it as well.
She's in it as well, yeah. I know you don't like fantastical content. I thought this was really a cute film for young people. Also, I do love any film that has to do with like dreams and going into dreams. One of my favourite films is Inception.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I love the idea of like, I don't know, going into dreams. Also, it was like, you'd see dreams where like somebody was like, she was like a tango dancer and she would like be wearing these promiscuous clothes and blah, blah, blah. And like in real life, she was a nun.
Ah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun film. I recommend watching it with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that midway content of like kids shows or films that are like, you rate that they're grown up.
Mm.
Like, you don't, like, at that, they're like, you know... Do you know, like, kids when they're about 11, they want to watch content that's good but not doesn't baby them?
Yeah, that's true.
Does that make sense?
I feel like that's what this is.
Because they experience very real things and big things and things like that. So I think it's actually quite good to do that.
Mm.
And I'm also, like, fascinated in how people talk to kids about death.
Yeah. That's a good point. But then I'm like, are they even really... It's so weird... Because I'm just trying to think. I feel like the best example of how... You're not going to get... You've never watched it or read them. But I feel like the best example of, like, content that speaks to kids about death is, like, Harry Potter. Because that was, like, really... And it was, like, she did not hold back from, like, how depressing that was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, okay. It was really... And, like, him... That, like, Harry always looking for, like, to find them and have, like, that moment and blah, blah, blah. I feel like, generally, though, content is, like, quite light about it. It's like, oh, dad's gone.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And you know what I also like as well? I know it sounds like random, but there was a series of films that The Rock did with a little girl.
Oh, yeah!
Where, like, I like this thing of, like, a misplaced adult who has no business raising a child, and then a child that has to be raised by them.
That's exactly what Slumberland is
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that is exactly what Slumberland is like. Like, this, like, random uncle and auntie who now has this child to look after, and it's just like, I don't know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
And I like things like that.
I like that too.
Yeah.
I want to speak to Jason Momoa.
Why?
Because... Mm-hmm. I want to know, I always wonder when it comes to, like, people who have been kind of typecast, or typecast maybe is the wrong word, but, like, have taken on very similar roles. So, like, because Jason Momoa is this big, attractive guy.
Is he?
Yeah,
Tell me more about how attractive you think Jason Momoa is.
Yeah, Jason Momoa, you know. Yeah.
Tell me more.
As everyone knows, this is an objective fact. This is not me, you know, I'm not,
Why are you starting?
I don't know, because I felt, it's quite actually hot in here.
What's going on here?
Oh God, it's real hot in here. The
don't
lights.
Don't you feel your least feminism when you get like giggly about a feminine looking man?
He like
I'm like stand up. Like why is the sight of a good looking man making you giggle?
I know.
Yeah,
but in like, what was that decision? I don't know whether it was like him being like, you know what, I want to change and do something different. It's the same way how I feel like Matthew McConaughey, aka the guy who was in
Every Rom-Com Ever,
yeah, and was like. The one that I always remember is
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Exactly. Yes. How he suddenly pivoted to being in these very, very serious like TV shows and films. Where does that moment happen? How does that discussion happen? How do you convince the casting agent or whatever to be like, look, give me a chance. I can do a different role.
Okay, so everything I think is seasonal, right?
Right.
I think when Matthew was doing all the rom-coms, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was bringing in the big box.
Right.
Like rom-coms at a time ran the world. Well, we all watched it everywhere. They were like big, massive blockbusters, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earned the money. Your face is everywhere. You got the popularity. And then I think they get to a point of like, yo, I want to be taken seriously.
Mm.
So they either fuck off and do theatre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they want to be taken seriously. Or they take less money, but their name still brings audiences in.
Mm-hmm.
So him doing the series shows, he probably's not getting as much money as he gets in the rom-com. But it's Matthew, innit? People see that name. Familiar with him, we'll go watch a film with his name in it, but get paid less because we're not taken seriously.
Do you think rom-coms generate more money than like, I'm trying to think of like the stuff that he was in, than like a very serious drama?
I think so.
Interesting. Because
it's,
just, know the
it's
answer
easier
to, that.
To watch, right?
Mm.
Maybe not now, but don't you remember all of the season of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? They were just rom-com after rom-com
That's
after
true. It really
rom-com.
Was rom-com after rom-com, yeah.
They were making big money rom-coms. Like, it was just, yeah, I think so.
What's the last good rom-com you've seen?
Oh, it's been a minute, you know. Because nothing... Rom-coms are lacking Jenna Sequoia recent, you know. I love a rom-com, but they're really lacking... I know what's going to happen from the offset.
Mm.
That's Always Be My Baby. Always Be My Maybe, I really enjoyed.
Oh my God, Always Be My Maybe was great.
Really, really enjoyed that.
Really, really
Which
good.
Basically is a just in case.
Yeah, it was. That was great though.
But really, really enjoyed Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah.
Which should still be on Netflix, hopefully.
It is. Okay, it's cool. A Netflix original, so yeah, it'll always be
on
there.
So it'll be on
there. I agree, Always Be My Maybe was really good. Anyway, Slumberland, fab. If you need your fill of dead dad content from Netflix, you can watch Slumberland and... Slumberland and Noel Diary. The Noel Diary.
Yeah, just like dead parent stuff.
Yeah, I mean, also like fantasy and rom-com.
Yeah, it's also the genre. It's still nice, right?
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's still nice. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
So now that we've been speaking about what we've been watching, let's talk about what's coming up on Netflix. Because obviously this is the last episode, so people are going to be wanting to know.
What you going to do? You're all going to be off work soon.
Exactly. You're not going to have us.
Things to watch.
Exactly. And truth be told, our backs are hurting from carrying.
Wow, we've been carrying the weight of Netflix.
We actually have. So let's talk about what's coming up from now until the end of December.
Let's go.
The first thing I have to talk about is something that actually comes out today, which is called Senior. And that is a documentary about Robert Downey Sr. Because it's talking about how everyone knows everything about Robert Downey Jr. No one knows about his dad.
There was a senior.
Yeah, exactly.
What did he do?
Well, we'll find out when we watch this documentary, won't we?
Do you know what's really interesting about that, right? With the Robert Downey Sr. being talked about. Because I find most juniors, most people that have successful fathers or important fathers or whatever, consistently fight for attention because of how successful and known their father is.
Yeah.
I think Robert Downey Jr. might be the first person, in terms of what we know, to outdo his father.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Because most successful people who have successful fathers spend their whole life trying to prove a point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Robert Downey Sr. was an American filmmaker and actor.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
What's he made?
Well, babe, you've got to watch the documentary.
No. I actually genuinely want to know. I'm so fascinated
by this. You've got to watch the documentary. It says he was known for writing and directing the underground film Putney Swope, a satire on the New York Madison Avenue advertising world. According to film scholar Wheeler Winston Dixon, Downey's films during the 1960s were strictly take-no-prisoners affairs with minimal budgets and outrageous satire, effectively pushing forward the countercultural agenda of the day. Super important.
I love satire content.
So do I.
Yeah.
To be fair. So do I.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. So that comes out today. Give that a watch if you're interested in that. But at the same time, mm-hmm. Lady Chatterley's Lover also comes out today. Let me tell you something about Lady Chatterley's Lover. Let me tell you. So this is based on, I'm pretty sure, a book. It stars Emma Corrin, who played Diana in the last season of The Crown. And, is it Jack O'Connell? Why can I not pronounce anyone's names today? Jack O'Connell is known for playing Cook in Skins.
Okay.
Do you remember that? Yeah, exactly. So Lady Chatterley's Lover is essentially about...
Is this a whore? Respectfully.
Yeah, respectfully and fictionally, yes. Because she ends up having an affair with, one of the guys who, works on their grounds. But it is, an incredibly... Just don't watch this with any parents.
Who likes
watch
affairs it alone. Now?
I don't...
Who likes cheating now when it's Lady Chatterley doing it?
I didn't say I liked the cheating. I'm saying that there's a lot of sex scenes,
so
beware.
What cheating would you...
I don't accept any cheating!
What cheating is more acceptable than you when we talk about heterosexual relationships?
Right.
Women cheating or men cheating?
The most acceptable cheated to me is when somebody is incredibly unhappy. That I accept.
Most happy people don't cheat.
You'd think. Lady Chatterley's Lover comes out today. Again, the sex scenes, it's a lot of sex scenes. Yeah. It's a lot. Don't watch it with anybody else. You must watch it alone. And maybe turn down the volume.
I can watch a sex scene alone and still feel very shy.
Really?
I felt so shy watching Sex Life.
Yeah, I mean...
I was so shy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's
I shouldn't be watching this. Oh, I've got a question for you.
Tell me.
Pertaining to sex scenes and films.
Mm.
What was that? Do you remember the first sex scene you watched with your mother in the room and how did it go?
Oh, my God. That's a really good question. Do I,
or though? Or a sex film you watch with your mother. Or when you stopped leaving the room when a sex scene was coming on. Because I did this thing for years where we'd be watching a film or television together and you can tell when something's going to happen and I would need to go to the toilet. I think I did that up until I was about 25.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
I don't have an answer to that question.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have an answer?
I can't think of the film, but the first time my man upstairs, I was like, oh, this is fucking weird, it wasn't even a sex scene. It was Usher.
What?
Yeah. This is when I knew. I fancied Usher for a very long time. Okay, so
Usher was my first crush.
Yeah, same. And also my sexual...
Awakening.
Watching Top of the Pops and Usher was performing and it was You Make Me Wanna and just the bit where he takes the feet out of his shoes and he goes back in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm going upstairs. So I'm going to go to the toilet. I just felt really funny in my body. It was such I was just like, I don't know what this is. I must need to wee.
Oh, God.
This is brand new feeling.
Mm.
So... Yeah, I remember that.
Usher, he had us all in a chokehold.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Or doing that and like watching it, covering your eyes. Because I'm like, cover your eyes. And I'll be like watching it through the little peepholes. Because I was a little perv. And I wanted to see.
I wanted to see Usher take those shoes off.
Adults did it.
See Usher's toes. Also coming out today, you'll be excited to know, is Firefly Lane season 2.
Oh, fuck yes.
So excited for that.
I am so excited for Firefly Lane.
Yeah, I've really missed that.
I love that. I might go back and watch it. I loved that show.
Really, really, really good. I think that we need to go back because I forget what happened.
Well, if people haven't seen it and you would recommend it, because we recommended it a while ago.
Yeah, we recommended it a really long while ago. Firefly Lane, God, it's essentially about two best friends who are like completely different, which is one of my favourite genres of like friendships in films or TV shows. It's just about their lives.
It's just about their friendship, basically.
And it keeps going back to like them back in the day and then them
Yeah,
now,
yeah. But... So we go through the years of them and different stages of them. And like they worked together when they were in high school, when they one of them had children, when the other one had children, breakups, one of them gets cancer, I think.
Yeah. But where we ended in season one was a kind of like a cliffhanger because there was a big betrayal and essentially they're not talking.
Yeah. But we don't know what's happened.
We don't know why. We're going to find out today because it's out today.
And also, it was like a cliffhanger that I'm like, no, you can't end this. I was so angry when it ended.
I'm really looking forward to that. I'm definitely going to watch that.
I'm going to treat myself this weekend to that.
Yeah.
The glass of wine.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Might order a Chinese.
So out of... Oh, yeah, Chinese. You know what I mean? Lovely, yeah.
Get a nice Chinese and a glass of wine. Oh, lovely. And a good show on Netflix. Yeah. Mm. I'm living the dream, honey.
Absolutely. Okay, so next week, 7th of December, Too Hot to Handle Season 4 is out.
But Too Hot to Handle. Do you remember the song?
That comes out. We all know what Too Hot to Handle is about. You got some single hot people. They're all on an island. They're not allowed to do anything sexual with each other. Otherwise, the cash prize of, I think it's like 100 grand, goes down.
Every year, I tell Netflix to put me on that show because I will win 100 grand. I will not touch a single beat. I'll be able to make eye contact.
What if they were your exact spec?
I don't think... What's sex when there's money involved?
That's true. Not even a kiss, though.
No.
No.
No. It's not even that fun.
Yeah, fair. All right.
I miss 100 grand because... And how long will it be for?
That's so true. That is so true. 13th of December, we have Last Chance You Basketball Season 2. I've heard a lot of good things about Last Chance You, you know.
Yes, yes,
same. I've never, ever watched it.
Do you like basketball?
I think it's okay. I find any sort of athletic thing in the US really interesting because they take it so seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Much like I wasn't a huge fan of cheerleading, but then obviously watching...
Yeah.
What was that?
Cheer?
Yeah, watching Cheer, I was fascinated.
Mm.
And I think Last Chance You, whenever we talk about Cheer, the other comp and like the thing that people recommend is always Last Chance You.
Right, okay.
So if you're a big fan of Last Chance You or want to give it a try, the second season, and this one's specifically about basketball, I think there might also be a football one, I'm not sure, is out on the 13th of December.
I used to play basketball.
So did I.
Yeah.
Were you good?
Really good at it.
Really?
Genuinely, I got loads of medals still from playing basketball.
Wow.
Yeah, like genuinely really good at it, really enjoyed it. And then I learned how to do the refereeing and the table officiating, which I still know how to do. I like, got certificates.
Wow. Yeah. So why did you stop uni?
Boys. Same reason why I stopped playing the discus. I was a discus champion in my borough. And then some boy said, your arm is wham, man. I was like, I'm never touching a discus again.
That's really sad.
I know. Literally.
Stanner.
But also, it's more sad on me.
Yeah, like, it's really
sad. I was literally discus champion. He looked at my arm, he was like, wow, your arm's mad big. And I said, well, that's the end of my discus career.
That's you could have been in the Olympics.
Yep. That's what I told myself. But also, I know damn well I have no self-discipline or dedication that's going to make me go to Olympics.
Yeah, but you could have just had
but
one good...
I'm fascinated by Olympians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really... So what these stories that you're telling me today, they're really sad.
I had a great childhood. You're not convinced.
I'm not at all.
Had a great time.
But it really threw me that I love Dad's cup, you know?
Yeah, sadly. Do you, I'd just love to know what, like, my mum saw that in a shop and thought, yeah, okay, my kids.
No, I actually can't. I can't listen to this anymore.
My kids with their absent father should have this in the house.
Damn.
And long for the day where he might come and use it.
You know what? No, we need to, because I can't. I actually can't listen to this anymore. All right, so on the 21st. Did you think he was going to come for the door and no. be like, oh, that cup?
No, but when I did watch Lingy, though, Mrs. Doubtfire, I was convinced my dad was going to come. I was convinced. I was convinced that one day my dad's going to be like dressed up as an old black woman.
Called Gladys.
Sometimes when I was like, when I see aunties in the toilet, I'll go and look to them and they're going to take it off and it'll be my dad. I was, that, no, that actually scarred me. But I love that film. And I also really like Robin Williams, may he rest in peace. But yeah, that was a big thing for me.
Oh, God. All right.
I don't know if I was talking about that publicly before. Wow. Oh, that's sad.
That is.
Did you not interview your director or the writer of that?
No, well, we did speak about this on the podcast before. I think when we were talking to Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, Maggie. Hope he's well.
I hope he's well too.
Oh, thank God, I really thought he was going to say he died. I would have been so sad.
No.
Okay, thank God he's
lovely
alive.
Lovely alive man, okay. Yeah. Yeah, all right. On the 21st of December, Emily in Paris season 3.
Bop, bop.
Bop, bop. She's still doing her thing, I guess, in Paris. Yeah, truth be told, I never watched that show, but everyone seems to love it. You've watched it.
I watch all of it.
There you go, she's coming back. On the 23rd of December, I'm really, really excited because Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery is coming out and that film slaps. You should definitely you said watch that. It.
Okay,
yeah.
So would you say that's the big Christmas film?
Ooh.
It's Christmas, everyone's eating. You want to watch something on telly. What should we watch on Christmas Day?
Yeah, Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery. And it's great to watch with family.
Okay, nice.
It's really, really, really good. Really, really good. I know I've mentioned it before, but just quickly, if you've watched the first Knives Out, it's essentially a murder mystery film. Daniel Craig, a.k.a. Bond, but not the longest running Bond, as we found out in the earlier this episode.
No. Who was that again?
That was Robert Moore.
Roger Moore.
Close enough. Yeah, he's a detective trying to find out who committed the murder.
He's died this time. Is that a spoiler?
That's a spoiler. Okay, that's cool. A huge spoiler, actually.
Absolutely fine.
But yeah, it's really good. What else do we have? On the 25th of December, we have The Witcher Blood Origin. So the last Witcher's series that we had was The Witcher Season 2, but this is like a separate from that, but I think it might be the prequel. Of The Witcher. So if you're a big fan of The Witcher franchise, big fan of fantasy, that kind of stuff, you should watch that. That's on the 25th of December, Christmas Day. That's your Christmas gift from Netflix, aside from Glass Onion. 26th of December, Boxing Day, we have a new series called Treason, starring Charlie Cox, who, if you don't know who Charlie Cox was, he starred in Daredevil. And if you didn't watch Daredevil, you're just going to have to Google who Charlie Cox is. But it's a spy thriller.
Okay.
Someone kills someone. It's of national security. Who is the person who is behind it? Is Charlie Cox's character actually somebody who can be trusted? We don't know. Okay. Find out on Boxing Day if you watch Treason.
Nice.
Yep. I'm still going.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
There's more. On the 26th of December, this is not a new for Netflix, but this is new to Netflix, Laguna Beach Season 1 and 2.
Ah!
Oh, my God.
That's a good
God.
Time.
That is a great throwback. Laguna Beach, the hills, all of that stuff.
Ah, what a time.
So good.
What a time.
So good. I feel like, I mean, if you haven't watched Laguna Beach, I don't even know what to say to you, but essentially it's about like these rich socialites in a place called Laguna Beach. I think it's in the OC, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. In Orange County.
Orange County.
And like about their dating lives. It's essentially what Made in Chelsea, like the American version of Made in Chelsea, but like with way more drama.
Honestly, Laguna Beach started for everything else to run, mate.
Exactly. Like, they were the originators.
Just when like reality TV was very, very good.
And finally, on the 28th of December, we have The Circle Season 5. Last season, it had the Spice Girls in it. This season, who knows who's going to turn up?
Oh, nice.
And I think...
It might be me.
It could be you. Imagine if it was. That'd be great.
That'd be great. I'd be really good at it.
You'd be amazing.
Yeah, as we know, I'm a true liar.
You are a true liar. And that is all. There's tons more stuff coming out, but those are the few things that I've picked out.
Okay, fine.
Tons of stuff to look out for. My favourite of that is Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery, personally.
I'm actually going to watch that because you've said a lot of good things about it.
Yeah,
so
and Janelle
Monáe
is
I'm excited.
Janelle Monáe is my queen.
Janelle Monáe's star recently has been insane. Mm-hmm. What do you think made her switch up from? Because she used to always wear the same thing all the time.
That's true.
She always wear suits all
the time. Yeah, and I actually don't know the answer to that.
I would love to know her, Lady Gaga, a few people, Nicki Minaj, it just stopped like being this thing that they were known for and just kind of went the other way.
I know.
That's quite interesting.
Well, we'll find out next time on... Oh.
We won't.
Because this is the end of the season.
Yes.
So long, farewell.
As usual, we have no idea if we'll be back.
No, we don't.
But if we're not, it's been good.
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best pleasures of my working Netflix life.
Yeah, same. I thoroughly enjoy it. And if it doesn't come back, I will make cutbacks in my life accordingly.
Same.
Financially.
Yeah.
But I really do hope it comes back because I love doing this with you.
Yeah.
Before we end this... Favourite Christmas song?
No, actually, that's a lie. My favourite Christmas song is... What's that? It's got to be something that's within Christianity. What's that song that goes... Oh, night divine, oh, night... What is it? Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices... Oh, nah. What song is that?
I don't know. But the hymns slap differently.
The hymns? Listen.
Where is Ohama? He faithful. Is that what's the song?
Yeah, and that's another
that
hymn.
The best ones ever. Joyful and triumphant.
Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and listen. And then you whisper, Oh, come let us adore him.
He's Christ the Lord. Did you ever vote that?
Banger.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and James. If that was one of you lot, hold tight, you.
If that was one of them disciples, you lot popped off with that.
Hold
you
tight.
Popped off with that.
Judas, screw you. We haven't forgiven you.
None for you. None for Judas. Nothing for Judas.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it was great. Where can we find you?
You can find me on the internet at Tolly_T on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at Smargina, that's GENA on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. You can find Netflix at Netflix UK on Instagram, Twitter. Still watching Netflix on YouTube and at Netflix on TikTok. And as always, please use the hashtag 1010woodrecommend to not only bother Netflix UK to make sure that they actually renew the podcast, but also to tell us your TV and film hot takes.
Yes. So see you next time, hopefully.
And have a good Christmas.